Welcome to Medallion Press Radio, the monthly internet presence of book publisher Medallion Press. Now, what's the best way to capture a memory? With a photograph, right? Well, according to Liz Wolfe, that's also the best way to catch a killer. Now, here she is talking about her latest release, If It's Not One Thing, It's a Murder. Here's Liz Wolfe.
Your latest release, If It's Not One Thing, It's a Murder, is part of the Sky Donovan Photographic Mystery Series. Tell us about the inspiration for the series.
The inspiration comes from those little puzzles that you see in backs of magazines sometimes where they show you two photographs and they've changed a few things in one of them and you have to pick out all the little changes.
Ah.
And I was looking at one of those and I was thinking, you know, you see things in photographs that you don't see in real life, because you have time to sit there and study the photograph and look at all of the little details, and lighting can make certain things different. And I thought, well, that would be an interesting way to solve a murder, is by having a photograph that gives you that one big clue that leads you to the bad guy.
So tell us about the new book, If It's Not One Thing, It's a Murder.
I love this book. I love this book because it's funny. I didn't even know I could write funny until I wrote this book. And there's, in Cozy Mysteries, I actually heard an agent one time say, it's never about the mystery, it's about the characters. Cozy Mysteries really are books about the characters. So it was important to me to have characters that people could really identify with and that they would find likable, that they would be interested in what was happening in their lives. So friends, these three women are very close friends. They've been friends for years. And part of this story is just them standing by each other with all of this crazy stuff that's going on and helping each other get through it.
How did you decide on the title?
The title kind of came to me. I was looking at my little outline for the book and, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, my God, this guy's life is just overwhelming. It was just one thing, then another thing, then another thing. And I was thinking that way, and the title just kind of popped into my head, you know, because you usually say, well, if it's not one thing, it's another. And her life was even worse than that, because if it wasn't one thing, it was a murder.
Does the plot parallel anything that's going on in real life? Or in pop culture right now?
Probably one thing, one element of it, which isn't a very major element, but Skye discovers that her husband is gay. And I've seen a lot of TV shows about this where, you know, men aren't dealing with that part of their sexuality until after they've been married. So I was reading some articles about that, and I found some groups online of women who are dealing with that. And I was just struck by the fact that so many of them dealt with, say, with such a serious situation with humor and with support from their friends. And I thought, well, of course you would have to do it that way. So I incorporated that into the book, and it made the friends closer together, helping each other deal with these situations.
Now, you said that was just that was a smaller part of what one of the characters is dealing with.
Right.
What other real life issues do some of the other characters deal with?
One of the characters has a surprise pregnancy in her 30s, so that's a big issue for her to deal with. Skye is also dealing with her 18-year-old daughter leaving home to go to college. One of the women is dealing with her daughter getting married and being kind of a bridezilla about the whole thing. So it's, you know, it's a variety of things that they deal with. And dealing with life just changing drastically. You know, you've always had it one way, and now all of a sudden it's going to be completely different. So your only option is to deal with that difference.
Are there any parts of Skye Donovan that are really you?
Probably not. She certainly doesn't look anything like me. Her sense of humor, I think, is very much like me. The way that she deals with her daughter, I think, is very much the way I have dealt with my daughter. But other than that, no, not really.
Which characters in the book were the most fun for you to write, and which were the most difficult for you to write?
The three women were very much fun to write, and that was easy for me because I have girlfriends and I have sisters, and I know that interaction between women so well. Writing the parts of the men was not as easy because, of course, I'm not a man. So it was kind of, it was a difficult process to really sit down and think, okay, how would a man deal with this? How would a man feel about this?
Who were your go-to people, you know, when you were questioning what one of the male characters might do?
It was always my husband, who has given me more strange looks right when I was writing this book. You know, I run in and ask him something, and he's like, how would I know? I've never done that before. But he's great to talk to about my writing. In my harder suspense books, he choreographs all of my fight scenes for me because he's a martial artist. So he's great at that.
Oh, that's
cool. It's wonderful. He's always very willing to talk about my plot points and my characterization. So he's very definitely my sounding board.
Can we expect more of Sky Donovan in the future?
Absolutely. I am working on the next book right now, which is titled Let Sleeping Dogs Die. No dogs are killed in the writing of this book, let me just say. But in that one, Sky's career has taken off, and she's photographing a pet calendar. So that's a lot of opportunity for humor, I think.
All right, great. What are you going to do to recharge and, you know, just recharge the batteries and get set for Let Sleeping Dogs Die?
You know, that's a very important part of writing. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I could just sit here at my little office desk and write forever. But the well runs dry if you're not doing things. So usually in between books, I will go visit my family. I'll go see my neighbors who haven't seen me for a couple of months sometimes. I'll read books, you know, go to movies, just kind of get out and participate in life.
What types of books do you like to read?
I read almost anything that grabs my attention. Probably my most popularly read books would be thrillers and mysteries, some urban fantasy, but I read everything. I read romance, I read high fantasy, I read science fiction, anything.
Do you have one particular author that you'd say is your favorite?
Oh, man, that's really a hard one because there are so many. I actually picked up a new author just last week, Vicki Pedersen. And I have just been blown away by her writing. It's very, very good. It really sucks you right into the book and into the characters. But there are so many authors out there that I just love to read. You know, I mean, you know, Tom Clancy, David Baldacci, John Le Scorre, Lisa Scatolini. It just goes on and on and on.
Would you say your writing is similar to any of those authors?
Probably not. No.
Now, if I can get a little silly with you for a few questions here. If you were a Muppet, which one would you be and why?
Well, I'm tempted to say Miss Piggy because I really like her diet. But I think I would be Gonzo.
Oh, nice. How come?
Well, for one thing, his name is really Gonzo the Great. You know, it'd be great to have a name like that. And, you know, he never thought that his art was appreciated.
Oh, wow.
He never stopped trying, you know?
That's, I have to say, Liz, that's the deepest answer I've ever gotten to that question. That's great. What was the funniest mistake an editor has ever caught in one of your manuscripts?
Paul, the mistakes are never funny. They are always disastrous. You know, I actually can't think of a funny mistake that an editor has caught. I'm sure there must have been something. But I think when you're in the middle of edits, you're just so focused on it that nothing is amusing anymore until you get the edits done.
Aside from Let Sleeping Dogs Die, what other projects can your fans expect from you in the future?
In February, I have another book with Medallion Press, which is It Takes a Thief. And I really like that book, too. And right now, I'm, in addition to Let Sleeping Dogs Die, I'm also working on a paranormal suspense.
Are you a big believer in ghosts?
Am I a big believer in ghosts? Probably not. I wouldn't deny their existence. But I've never had any real experience with one, so I guess I'm on the fence about ghosts.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Do you think you'd be, if you saw a ghost, do you think you would be scared or you think you would be intrigued?
I would hope that I would be intrigued. I'm afraid I might scream like an 8-year-old girl. But I would hope that I would be intrigued.
Yeah, I'd probably have that same reaction too. Where can your fans get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, which is www.lizwolf.net.
If It's Not One Thing, It's a Murder is available now at Bricks and Webs everywhere or on our website at medallionpress.com. To purchase, just click the web retailer of your choice.